Season Countdown 2020 on K-Rock, and it's time now to talk about one of the big improvers of Season 2019. The win-loss column may not have reflected it, but a 5-13 return and a couple of narrow results has shown that St Albans are well and truly on the way up, and two men who will continue to drive that this year, one continuing, another one into the role for the first time, are Chris Carlin and Ben Patrick. Chris, welcome to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Good to have you back. This time last year was you and Adam Bashevsky sitting next to each other, but... You were going to go alone, and then 3 weeks ago, all of a sudden, you've got Benny riding shotgun with you.
Yep. Yeah, it was a fantastic result for the club, and it's turned out to be a fantastic role for myself. Inclusion for myself as well. Ben's done a fantastic job coming in, so it's been enjoyable so far, and it'll be a good year coming ahead.
Benny, what was your plan for 2020 when you've obviously had a role at Essendon that came to an end, and was it just a case of sit back and watch some local footy?
I was planning on having the year off, Kingy. I spoke to Richmond and Collingwood about roles, and I decided that I needed the year off. I just needed to clean up a few things, and I was looking forward to enjoying the time off. And then, as you say, it happened really quickly at St Albans. Got a phone call on the Thursday night, met with the club on the Friday, and then we went through a few things and met with Chris, and we had a good chat about how the roles would look, and we're both comfortable with what we've come up with, and we're both really excited.
So, Ben, we've spoken to you about how the role will take place. Chris, we haven't spoken to you. This is the first time publicly you've spoken to K-Rock about it. Talk to us about when St Albans came to you and said, look, we're looking at this. Well, what involvement did you have in those discussions about getting Ben on board?
The discussion since I took the role on last year was always to make sure that if they could find someone with good qualifications and somebody who wanted to be involved, that I would be happy to either work with or step aside for. Yeah. And was probably not until Ben and I got to sit across from one another that we both felt fairly comfortable where each other's strengths lied and what we could do to help one another out, that we discussed probably the opportunity to work together and then going on to have a bit more of a further discussion with the club. The club was pretty excited to have the two of us go together and that's pretty much where it happened, and we sort of went to it pretty quick, and we were rolling up our sleeves and into our work before we knew it.
Yep. So 3 weeks now, I reckon you've been in the role, Benny, since we were down at St Albans on a Monday night and you've got the boys under your wing and said, all right, this is what we're going to do. How's it been over those 3 weeks?
It's been really enjoyable. Obviously, looking from outside, you grew up playing against St Albans and always had good battles with them, respected them in that way, but having a look over the years, have been really unsuccessful. And to be honest, and I've spoken about this inside the club, it's been a mediocre club, and it's something that we're really, really looking to change. And it's going to take a little bit of time, but we're really confident that we're heading in the right direction.
Yep. Chris, you've been heavily involved in local footy for a heck of a long time. St Albans is home in a way, yep, for you, but obviously your time at Forest, your time at Blue West, your time at Newcombe. Was 2019 one of your most enjoyable years in footy? You know, 5-13, people will say, gee, that's not a great return, but your percentage was 90. You pushed South Barwon to 5 points. Grovedale beat you by a point after the siren, and then you had 16-point losses to Newtown, 17 to the Premier St Mary's, and your two results with Colac were 4 goals or less. Couple of bit of luck going your way, you might have finished with 9 or 10 wins.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it was a very enjoyable year. It's very comfortable to come home and be back part of the club that I grew up at. But the one positive that we did take out of the year and a big discussion towards the end of the year moving into this year was the fact that we were probably one of the most talked about clubs in Geelong, about how much we'd improved and where we were going. So it definitely makes you feel like you're on the right track. And it was all about building a solid foundation to, as Ben said, become from that mediocre club to head towards, you know, the direction we want to head, which is upwards. And I think we did that quite well.
Yeah. Ben, I know your preparation is meticulous in what you've done with your coaching. Have you gone back and looked at footage from last year and started to dissect that a little bit to go to Chris and put fresh eyes to what Chris saw last year and say, all right, this is what some stuff we can work on?
No, I haven't looked at any vision as yet. It's something I will do over the coming weeks. Yep. I've put a lot of trust and faith in Chris and also other people at the club with their informed decisions. So we're really working off that at the moment, and new fresh ideas, systems and structures that I can bring in from what I've learnt over the years. And that's going to take time as well. It's a bit of a drip feed at the moment, but boys have been really receptive to that. And I can really see some drastic improvements with you know, what we're trying to do.
Yep. Defensively, you were fantastic last year, Chris. Is it now a case of building, maintaining that, and I suppose Ben adding that attacking layer to your footy?
Absolutely. Look, Ben's systems that he's brought in are probably a more sophisticated version of what I was trying to implement. I think that's been the biggest change, and absolutely Ben's biggest upside is that he brings in that layer of polish and understanding as to how football's played now, which I think when I was sitting here 12 months ago, I said wasn't my strong point. So I think that's where that's absolutely the biggest thing that I've seen so far in Ben's time, is that it's just that little bit of extra polish and understanding, you know, where to stand, what to do, the structures around the ball that we want. He's amazing at, and the boys are really soaking it up.
Yep. Let's have a look at your player movement for the year, and obviously let's look at the outs. And I suppose the first one, and it's only come to light in the last sort of 24 to 48 hours, that Sam Michael unfortunately won't play at footy again, which is really sad. Were you bracing, though, potentially to not have him with the Geelong VFL commitment, where he was probably going to be Geelong VFL's number one ruck?
Yeah, I had some good conversations with Sam over the last couple of weeks, just in regards to where he sits in Geelong's VFL program. Had some really good chats as well with Nath Twiddle about that. And the theory was that, depending on AFL list availability with Geelong, that he was probably going to play the majority of the year at Geelong. So we were comfortable with that, and we were preparing and planning around that. And if we had Sam, that was a bonus. So unfortunately for him, he's not going to be able to play, but he's indicated that he'd still like to be involved at the club in some capacity. And we're just sort of working through all those things at the moment.
Okay, so you lose Sam, you lose Matt McKenzie, who I reckon last year, if there was a most improved player award in the GFL last year, Matt McKenzie might have won it, Chris.
Yeah, look, he was fantastic. He probably, to his own admission, probably hadn't put much into his football at the time. I think he was just going on the raw talent without the extra bit of work that he needed to do. And to his credit, and probably it comes back to Sam Michael's influence on him as well. Sam was really good with Matt and got him to another level. And then obviously he's got the rewards for that now to be invited over there and ply his trade. And I think he'll go really well, knowing full well that Snorbins is home for him, and we'd love to have him back whenever he's ready.
So he and Hayden Elliott have both gone across and are going to have a crack in the sample with West Adelaide. So the big question is, who plays in the ruck this year with Michael and McKenzie gone?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. We're obviously to lose three players, 6'3", 6'4", and over, leaves a massive hole in our tall stocks, and we understand that. And it's probably it comes back to our game plan, the way we want to move the ball from here on in. That we'd rather it not be in the air, and we'd work on the deck and see how we go from there. So look, at the moment we don't have a lock in that position. We've got players that can play there, no doubt, but we'd prefer to definitely get someone in the not too distant future to fill that role.
Are you still working on recruiting? Is that and is getting a ruckman the key driver right now?
Yeah, we are. We're talking to a number of players still about the possibility of them joining us. Obviously, we're getting closer to the season, so things need to ramp up pretty quickly there. But we do have a couple of guys that have been at the club, and we're not too far away. It's just a matter of them committing, and we think we're in a good position to secure a couple, but we'll just have to see how that plays out.
Also gone, Tristan Mataglia's gone back to Bannockburn. It was going to happen at some stage, Chris. It probably just didn't need to be now.
Yeah, look, it's my discussions with Trier at the end of last year were, he's absolutely got GFL footy left in him. He probably hit form at the end of the season, which probably is the hardest part to say, yep, we knew this was going to happen, but please don't be now. I think the pull to go home while Bannockburn are up and about would probably, you know, have put the death nail in the coffin, if you want. Yep. But look, he's definitely gone without blessing. We would love to see Trudeau back at the club. He played his 100th senior game for the club last year. So, you know, you never say never, but yeah, we did see it coming.
He's a one-pointer when he comes back.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've got that in the back of our mind. We hope one day that he might pull our jumper on again.
How well, I'm can't put an age on, 26, 27?
26, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, if there's a year or two, if he goes back to Bannockburn, maybe you can pinch a flag back there. And
yeah.
Maybe he goes, all right, let's go back to St Albans and have a crack. Blake Grewer might have played half a dozen games with you last year.
Six, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunately, you won't have that. He's decided that his time at Richmond VFL's done, and he's going to commute back to Queensland to play with Redland in the Quaffle and or NEAFL, yeah. And get to his 100 games.
Yeah, that's his home club. And I think the pull is always to go back there and play that 100th game. Blake has absolutely indicated that the support St Albans has given him over the past couple of years. He really feels like he wants to give something back. So we're hoping that once he has that year back at home, and that he will call St Albans home after that. So
let's have a look at your ins. And the Wallaces from Strathfield say now, both training at Essendon.
So Will's earned a contract at the at Essendon with the VFL.
Yep.
So he spent 2 years at the Pioneers, runner-up in their best and fairest last year, a high-quality key position player, probably about 195 centimetres, very athletic. And his brother Lockie, he's just a purely
just
with
Albans
us in Albans.
Yep.
Same, he went through the Pioneers program. And Vic Country, under-19s best on ground last year, big-bodied inside mid. And he's actually played the last three grand finals up in the Bendigo lead for Strathfield, say.
Yep.
First one as a 17-year-old. So he's got some qualities.
Okay. And you also had Seb Rello from Norradura Quantong, one of the best-named clubs in country Victoria. What can you tell us about Seb?
Seb is a hard body. He's sort of adapted to our way really, really well. He had a good hit out the other night against Geelong West, and he definitely showed that he's a hard-nosed footballer. He's a tackling machine. Good skills, great attitude to his work, and I think he's going to add something to our inside for sure.
Steve Gunther from Pyramid Hills.
Yeah, Stevie came to the club, and he played rep footy, interleague footy for Loddon Valley last year as a kid. Went through the Pioneers program, didn't play any footy there, I don't think, but he's really composed. He's a half-forward winger, really composed, good decision-maker, and got some really good speed. So I think the ground will suit him.
I was going to say, St Albans would suit a bloke like that perfectly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so he's adapted really well, and he's a very well-liked guy around the club.
Okay. You've got two of the guys that tied for second in the Allthorpe Medal last year, which is kind of ironic because Allthorpe Medal named after St Albans people. Yeah. Jacob Russell, who is known to St Albans because he played in the combined under-19 side a couple of years ago and won the under-19 Division 1 best and fairest, runner-up in the Allthorpe last year, and has decided to play his footy at St Albans, senior footy at St Albans after a year at Newtown after that combined season.
Yeah. Look, I think with Jacob, it's an opportunity thing. With Newtown, it's obviously a hard senior side to crack into. And he's a great young fellow with a really... he's got a fantastic attitude to his football. By his own admission, he's probably as fit as he's ever been. So it sort of gives him a good platform to move forward. But I think it's more than opportunity for him. I think he feels he's got something to prove at senior level. So I think he's on the right path to do that with us.
Yep. Now, a couple of clubs are interested in Dill Pettengill, and you guys got him over the line. He played some really good footy in the back half of the year, and then I think he played, I think, all Joey's senior finals and then dropped back, played in the twos grand final last year. I think he brings just a bit of a hard edge to you guys that maybe you were just lacking last year.
Yeah, look, Dill's, he's got a lot of X factor. We've seen a lot of it on the track. But yeah, look, he was another one probably disappointed with opportunity where he was. No disrespect to St Joe's, but we've got a lot of opportunity. We don't have any points problems, and I don't think we see we're going to have any points problems in the future. And he's comes over with a few, but he's one of those guys. He's tough, he's fit, and he definitely knows where the big sticks are. So I think he's going to hit the scoreboard for us. But yeah, another one that just wants opportunity, and he's been really hungry over the preseason.
Yep. All right, the first month of the season is a month of real opportunity for you. You play four teams who finished outside the top five. South Barnabell Park, middle of the table last year. West and North Shore, obviously finishing, I think, five wins for West last year. So similar return. North Shore, as we know, battled last year. But do you look at Benny the first month and go, there is a real chance here to lay a foundation for season 2020?
Yeah, there definitely is, but we're really mindful as well that with what we're trying to implement at the club, it's going to be a long-term vision. It's not something that we're really honed in on the first month of footy. But by all means, we're going out there to win every game, and we'd be disappointed if we weren't probably, you know, two wins or three wins after the first four or five games, and then we can build on that from the back end of the year. But it'll all depend on player availability and how quickly they can adapt to what we're trying to teach them.
Yep. Your local clubs have been Lara and Barwon Heads in terms of your footy and your coaching. Have you looked at the fixture and found out when the St Albans Lara game is?
No, I haven't actually. I had a quick scan of it a few weeks ago, but I probably couldn't really tell you.
Didn't jump off the
after the first two games who we played.
Didn't jump off the page at you?
I did have a look. It did cross my mind, but that's not something I'll focus on. I mean, I haven't been at the club for, this will be the 10th year now.
Yep.
So it's not as though I've got anything against Lara or anything to prove. This is about the playing group now going forward, and I'm just going to be a small part of what hopefully they can achieve going forward.
Just a good narrative for the media for us to have a bit of fun with when it happens.
I think so.
You'll get a couple of phone calls probably.
I'd say so, and I think you'll jump on something I say.
Yeah, of course we do. That wouldn't be the media if we didn't do that. Hey, Chris, you obviously having been back at the club since late 2018 and watched the club last year, any kids that have put their hand up over summer, anybody that might have been on the fringe last year that you expect to be there come round one against South Barwon?
Yeah, look, there's a long list of young fellas at our club that I could name. And I'd probably feel...
You'll leave somebody out?
I feel like I'd leave somebody out, but there are a couple of guys in our Colts and 19s. Michael Murdoch played a few games last year, has done the majority of the preseason with us. We'll be in the 19s again, but looks like he's really going to take the next step. His body's starting to mature and look really good. Another young fella, I suppose, he played a few games in the seniors, a few games in the reserves last year, Bailey Coote. He looks like he's grown 8 centimetres, if that's possible, over the preseason. He looks like a really big-bodied midfielder all of a sudden, whereas we probably played him a little bit through the back line last year. So hopefully he gets a good opportunity to have a run around, and he's someone that I'm pretty excited to have a good look at this year. So.
Yep. And last year you got more games into the likes of Wolfenden and Brogdon and Cobb and young kids like that who will obviously only have benefited from playing more senior footy.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think when we played South Barwon, we had in round one last year, we had 17 one-pointers in the side, and we're probably looking to this year, we'll probably have more the way it's going. So, yeah, look, those young boys, we don't call them young boys anymore. They've played a lot of senior footy and they're men, and they know what it's about now. So having a better season last year, those boys, we expect them to step up again and show a bit of leadership around the club and sort of make the club their own.
Yep.
And not constantly be called young. They're the kids, they're not the kids anymore, they're the men, and they've got to drive the standard and take it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, with your fitness background, do you look at St Albans footy ground, the Gordon TAFE Oval, and go, this is our biggest advantage? We have the biggest ground in the region outside of probably Central Reserve. Let's make sure that when teams are coming here that we're running them off their legs.
Yeah, and I think it goes without saying that our playing group and their capabilities are probably going to adapt to that. We don't have 4 or 5 guys that are 6'4" and above. So we need to utilise our strengths. And in the past, the strengths have been the run and carry, the speed. So put some things in place that will hopefully benefit those attributes of our players. And hopefully we can speed up our ball movement off the back of that as well. So not only leg speed, but speed of ball as well.
Yep.
And use that to our advantage, because down the track, whenever that may be, finals are played on the big ground at Cadinia Park, and we see that we do have an advantage with playing our home ground as bigger ground, if not bigger than Cadinia Park.
Yeah, absolutely. Tristan Mataglia has captained the club with great leadership over the years. Who will lead the club this year? Has that been decided yet, or still being worked on?
It's still being worked on. He co-captained with Brent Vermeulen last year, and we'll have some discussions with Brent and the playing group in the coming weeks. We're probably on the verge of making that decision prior to Ben coming on board, so we thought we'd just give it a few weeks just to settle in, have a good look over it, and then we can sit down and work out where we're going to head from there.
All right, 2 practice matches.
Yep.
Drysdale again.
Yep.
And then you head down to Cobden.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, good chance to to have a couple more big hit-outs and get yourselves ready for round one. Battle of the Break against South Barwon to kick things off. Chris, you did a power of work last year with Adam Bishevsky, and I think you've started steering the ship in the right direction. You've got a new first mate or co-captain, and I think you've got a good one. Great, Benny, great to see you back in local footy. Obviously, you've been doing some stuff in the VFL for a number of years, whether it be Werribee, North Melbourne or Essendon. But great to see the name Ben Patrick involved with St Albans. So welcome back and good luck for the year. Chris, great to talk footy with you as always as well, and we wish St Albans the very best of luck for season 2020.
Thanks, Kingy.
Thanks, mate.
Ben Patrick and Chris Carlin joining us there from St Albans as part of our season countdown series. Next, we're going to catch up with Newcombe coach Rory Nicol.